Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. KISS 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me to America.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
stuff. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You
can be my new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
Hi, I'm so nervous.
I love our engineering department. We got a guy named Brad who works here. Another guy named Kyle, who, by the way, works here with his ex-wife, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But our phones went down yesterday late in the show. And so Brad came in, and he's a nice southern guy from Clover, South Carolina.
What'd you do to it?
So I didn't do anything. It was working one minute. The next minute, it was broken.
All right, I'll look at it.
I think he literally looked at it because it's still broken.
Oh, really?
I'm looking at it. I don't see.
Well, they pulled the phone lines on my side.
So you don't have a phone over there either?
No, I have a phone.
Oh.
They pulled all the equipment out, so they were, I guess, attempting to work on it.
Oh, okay.
I'll look at it.
Probably have to, like, get a part in, and we can't afford to overnight a part, so.
Maybe they got distracted.
We got to wait 3 weeks for it to be shipped in from Japan.
It's either overnight shipping or someone's job.
Yeah, you know what?
Go so
ahead.
Dramatic.
Just go ahead and fire someone.
Yeah, we need these phones.
Okay, of course.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Tuesday, which is really Thursday since tomorrow's Friday for a lot of people. Even though it's Wednesday.
Right.
You know, three-day week, man.
Mm-hmm.
Three-day week. Your day in 30 seconds. What'd you do yesterday, Roy, after we left your house from our little show visit?
I was cleaning out my apartment. I want to get all that stuff done because we have our show's very busy in December.
Yes.
So I'm trying to get all that done now. And then we got the lawn done yesterday too, which is a lot of fun. You guys got to come over and see my house.
We went to the new house. Yep. It's awesome.
Saw that it was covered in leaves. It now looks like I have a yard with grass.
Oh, good.
Honestly, I didn't even notice that it was leaf covered.
Gosh, I did.
Yeah, I did.
That's the one thing I kept noticing. But you know, what's interesting about this place I live, it's a flip. So it's in Pleasant Midwood, but kind of like not in the, it's on a little bit of the outside where it's maybe a little bit rough. It's still transitioning. You know what I'm saying?
Transitioning neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to living in South End, which was like the happening place.
Mm-hmm.
When you would hear gunshots in South End, sirens, fire department, a lot of people would show up. I heard gunshots last night and not one siren.
You did?
Yeah.
You heard gunshots?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody's shooting their turkey.
In the distance, not like in my neighborhood.
Are you sure it wasn't
saying
a backfire from a car?
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just go inside just to be safe. No, I think it's a great location.
I do too. I like how I now have street cred.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk to Roy at 7 a.m. this morning. Lauren, we're going to try and find out ways that he can go and meet the new neighbors in his neighborhood and introduce himself to everybody.
I'm so nervous of that too because my neighbors, they're having an argument yesterday and I heard it and I'm like, oh. I don't know.
Really? You heard it?
They were outside. They weren't trying to hide it.
What about you, Loren?
Nothing. Cash is sick, so I spent the day with him and
Yeah, my throat's hurting. Nicole's sick. Everybody's...
I'm under the weather.
We're cooked.
It was a no-nap day for Cash, and then he fell asleep at like 6:30, and then woke up at 8:30, and then I put him right back to bed.
Okay. Yeah, sleep's good for these kids. It builds their immune system.
Yeah.
So last night I went out to Cam Newton's Thanksgiving Jam, his 8th annual Thanksgiving Jam.
How was it?
Good. I got to shake $8 million, $8 billion, I should say.
You have to shake $8 billion.
I got to shake $8 billion.
What does that mean?
I said hi to David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, who's worth $8 billion.
Oh,
he shook his hand.
Yeah,
you know he puts his pants on just like you.
No kidding, and he walks around and doesn't know where to go, just like me too.
But they're really expensive pants.
He also did this move. I said, so I'm hosting the event tonight. Do you want to say something on the mic? Or he goes, let me go check with my wife.
Oh.
Good move.
That is smart because you don't want to say something that...
$8 billion or $8. It doesn't matter. You still check with your wife.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. But no, Cam was in good spirits. I'll have a recap for you guys coming up. I got some exclusive audio. Cam Newton talking to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show fam about this season. And gets into it. So we'll get into that later on.
Is Tepper a fan?
Of our show?
Yeah.
No. Apparently he's a fan of Phil's show.
Phil and Mel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
You like the Christmas music?
I think he does, yeah. Yeah. Because he said, what company do you work for? I said, Beasley Media Group. I said, Kiss 95.1. And then Burpee from Power 98 was with me, too. So I said, Burpee's with Power 98. I said, K104.7. He goes, oh, yeah. But I had heard a rumor, too. Remember that he liked them? That he liked Phil and Mel or somebody. Like, Phil knew somebody who drives Tepper, and that guy told Phil and Mel that he listens to them in the car.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a good look for David Tepper to be out there with Cam last night. I'll explain that coming up later on today, too. Brand new War of the Roses at 7:50. Up next, though, if you dissected a frog in school.
Yes, I did.
Well, PETA wants to help.
Oh.
What? We'll explain around 6:20.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you dissect frogs, you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure did.
I think I did mine in like the 8th grade. I did a frog, a worm, and a cricket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't do all that. I just did a frog.
We did a ton of things. We did a frog, a worm, a shark, a starfish.
What?
Yeah, we did a lot of dissecting.
Not that Florida school system down there.
Biology class, man.
What?
Was the shark dead at least?
Yeah.
You must have hated it.
No, at that point, I thought I wanted to be a surgical nurse, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Well, PETA wants to help. Can you believe it? The People Against the Ethical Treatment of Animals wants to help dissect frogs by donating money so that you could get now fake frogs.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I thought you were going to say therapy afterwards.
No, there's a school in Florida, actually, J.W. Mitchell High School in Tampa, recently began using synthetic frogs for educational dissection.
Okay.
It's the first school in the world to use the technology. The lives of real frogs are being spared at a cost of $150 per synthetic frog.
Wait, are people just killing frogs just to do experiments on them?
Yeah, wait to hear the number, according to PETA. Oh. 3 million frogs are killed each year for the classroom.
Really?
That's what PETA says. The fake frogs are made of water, fibers, and salts and can be reused. The synthetic frogs are also safer because there's no potential harmful chemicals. I do remember, like, my frog smelling like...
Yeah.
What is that?
Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Oof. So PETA says that 3 million frogs are killed for the classroom each year. But the problem is these synthetic frogs are so expensive at $150 per frog.
Yeah, but if they can use them over and over again.
Yeah. Well, the PETA donated to this school system. They receive funds.
Hey, you know what? I'm actually behind this because, you know, the high schoolers, they don't know, you know.
Yeah, I figured you would be behind that.
You know, maybe if you're in college, maybe you could do the real thing. But in high school, I dissected a frog and it didn't help me with life in any way, shape, or form.
No, me too. Yeah, I felt like a murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing.
Honestly, like, you don't, I mean, if it's the same thing, the inside of a frog looks like the inside of a frog looks like the inside of a frog. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if it's fake or real.
I say we get the board game operation and we set it up in all the high schools across America.
Yeah, exactly.
And say, all right, kids.
Lorraine, try and get the funny bone.
Nope, you killed him. He's hemorrhaging.
What do you got coming up in the dirty, Lorraine?
So Jenna Dewan, she is backing down after some thought she was throwing shade at Camila Cabello at the AMAs. I'll get you all up to date coming up in 3 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Ariana Grande. She had a little mishap on stage over the weekend in Tampa. The singer was walking across the stage, and y'all know she wears those, like, I mean, ridiculously high boots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she tripped and almost fell over. Luckily, one of her dancers were there to catch her, and Ari was a professional and simply continued, but a fan tweeted the video afterwards saying that she fell on the beat and I have tears. Well, Ari responded to that and said, oh my, things were going way too well.
Nobody's going to beat the fall of 2019 is the guy that was holding
Lady Gaga
and fell off the stage with her in his arms in Vegas.
Yeah. For sure.
And the fall of the year goes to Lady Gaga.
Thank you. So Channing Tatum's ex-wife, Jenna Dewan, she was shown at the American Music Awards, and people thought she was throwing shade at Camila Cabello because she had whispered she's always so extra to someone next to her. And
how do they know that's what she whispered?
Well, I guess you can read the lips or whatever. But she took to her Instagram to deny the accusations and say that she actually loves her.
Getting a lot of text messages from people wondering if I was shading Camila. No, I love her. I love her so much. I'm such a big fan of hers. I don't understand what that's about, but no, I love her. Love her, love her.
I mean, you could still say that somebody's extra and love them. I mean, hey.
Oh, listen, you're extra.
I was going to say, look at my Christmas tree.
Yeah, we're all extra. Your Christmas tree is the definition of extra. If y'all don't know what we're talking about, you got to go to at the MRL show and look at this ginormous thing.
It's a 15-foot Christmas tree, and it touches my ceiling.
It's Times Square. Rockefeller Center.
So Dallas sent a picture of it to our family who's coming in this weekend, and they said, oh, so we'll just put 30 Rock into the GPS.
All you need is a skating rink in front of it.
I heard that the city of Charlotte reached out to Lorraine and asked if they could get some tips on their tree.
This thing is so big. Like, it's in the very back of my house, and you can see it driving into my driveway front of the house. Like, it is obnoxious.
Yes.
Okay, so folks are having a really hard time with the new Star Wars Rise of Skywalker trailer that was shown during the AMAs. And the reason that they were having a hard time with it is because Ed Sheeran was shown in a Stormtrooper outfit. And they're not happy at all. One fan even said, if Ed Sheeran has any lines or anything to do with the music in Star Wars, I'm going to have surgery to remove Star Wars from my brain permanently.
I think that'd be a good thing to have Ed Sheeran in the film.
I get where they wouldn't want to.
Purists don't want to mess with it like that.
Yeah, they don't want to mess with it. Are you really going to be that mad if he drops a song for it, though?
That'd be called Jumping the Shark.
Eh. I would be fine with it. Not that I'm a big Star Wars fan in general, but he did this with Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone calm down. Your dirty.
Thanks, Loren. Up next, last night, I was fortunate enough to host Cam Newton's Thanksgiving Jam, where he fed 1,300 kids from the YMCAs all around Charlotte. Plus, he has a special message exclusive for the Manny, Roy, and Loren fans. We'll have that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, and Manny got to do something awesome yesterday.
Yeah, and it's the 8th annual Cam Newton Thanksgiving Jam, and it's only grown year after year. And we've always been fortunate to have a great relationship with Cam Newton. So, of course, we're a little biased on this show because we know how great he is, what he does for the city, in private conversations that we get to have with him. Well, last night at Top Golf, he rented out Top Golf, the Cam Newton Foundation did, for 1,300 area YMCAs. So, I'm sorry, 1,300 students from YMCAs around the Charlotte area.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so amazing is the kids get to eat. Cam Newton and his mom, Jackie, and his dad, Cecil Newton, they were there too, helping out. David Tepper and his wife, the owner of the Panthers, was there. And to me, that was important because there's been a lot of speculation about what David Tepper and the team is going to do since Cam is injured and he's due to make a ton of money next year. Will they trade him in the offseason? Will they waive him and let him go play for another team? And I just thought it meant a lot to see David Tepper there last night kind of support Cam Newton.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The owner supporting him. I think if we invited our boss to a party, I don't know if they'd show up.
Right?
I don't know.
But I did get to say hi to David Tepper, introduced myself, and so I got to shake a man who's worth $8 billion, which was nice. And I don't feel any different today, by the way.
You didn't shake a man worth $8 billion.
Yes, I
you
did.
You shook his hand. You didn't shake him.
Well, who knows? Loren, I got the mojo on my hand now.
Okay.
But the point is that, you know, for all the conversation and speculation, what's going to happen with Cam and the owner doesn't want to pay him, it was damn nice for him to be there last night at this event. So Cam spoke to the crowd and said that he missed the noise. He misses the action. And he walked around on his foot last night. You guys, he looked so good, so fit, so healthy. And he had this message exclusively for the MRL Show fam. This is live Cam Newton. This is backstage. We're hanging out in a little kitchen area at Top Golf talking. And I said, Cam, what do you want to tell everyone?
Cam, what do you want to say to everyone on the radio?
What's good? You see the drip. You see the give back. You see the impact. I'm trying to tell you. Happy holidays from yours truly. I got three words for y'all.
What's that?
It's eight letters. I miss you.
Well, y'all know I said
hey, you doing that?
Oh, he fun. Was having so much fun.
He looks like he was moving around pretty well in the video, too. I can't wait to see him on the football field.
I'm sure he's on the mend. The problem is that when you push an injury, you can re-injure it. So he's got to make sure he's 100%.
That's the thing. That's the key right there, Loren. You're right. So the first time we'll see him play will probably be in April when they do like a mini camp.
Right.
We'll see him, you know, run around and practice. But it was a really, really cool event. You know, his dad, Cecil Newton, is a preacher and a man of many words. Well, last night I introduced him to the crowd. And I said, Mr. Newton, what do you want to say? And he took the microphone and just said, that's it. I said, what? Cam must have put you on a short leash tonight.
Wait,
the words he said was that's
it? He just put his mouth in front of the microphone. He goes, that's it. I said, whoa.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Normally, Mr. Newton's like a huge...
Yeah.
Talker.
Somebody better check on him. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. I think Cam put him on a short leash and said, Dad, don't talk and ramble and go on and on and on like you normally do at these events.
Okay.
You know, because that's all he did. Go ahead.
I was just saying, to go back to the video of Cam walking around, I would walk. So I would be a little. Like
ginger on it.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you call out of work sick, you might want to start sounding sick. You know, like don't be out and about partying.
But the flip side of that is that we don't want them to get rid of them. So he's got to show enough progress that they're not still concerned about it, Roy.
I mean, can he fake a limp for crying out loud? I saw the video. He's moving really well.
It's not like he was running the 40 up and down Top Golf.
Right. No, but I tell you what, we were out on the field of Top Golf, like where, so a lot of people might not even know. Top Golf is like a bowling alley, but for golfers. It's a driving range.
It's so much fun.
With different targets out there.
And at night, the holes all light up and they move to music. And
it's really cool. So the kids got to hit the golf balls. Then we brought Cam out to the field where the golf balls are. And I was kicking all the golf balls out of the way because I didn't want Cam to turn an ankle or injure himself on any of those golf balls. So as Cam was talking, you just see me like in some videos, like I'm just cleaning up the golf balls around him so that he doesn't get hurt.
Which is ironically your future job of this show gets canceled.
I filled out an application on my way out.
That's good.
I said, hey, I'm a good golf ball cleaner. But Cam looked great. What a great night for the YMCA. And I want to thank the Cam Newton Foundation for letting me be part of it. We have pictures up at Mani Radio on Insta and at the MRL Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The show is number one music station, KISS 95.1. It's the Mani Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We love it when we open up the Bridezilla Chronicles. Although, wedding season's, it should be to a close.
Well, it picks back up again because a lot of people do weddings over the hot, like after the holidays.
Oh. Yeah, winter weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they're beautiful, though.
I guess.
I went to a New Year's Eve wedding. It was great. We had New Year's Eve plans.
I, honest to God, like, looking back at it, I'm like, a New Year's wedding would have been so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there is one bride who is sharing her story on Reddit, and people seem to be split right down the middle on how they feel about the situation.
It's important how you feel. That's what I care about most in the Bridezilla Chronicles. Mm-hmm. So let's find out.
Well, okay. So this bride shared her story on Reddit and said that her parents arrived 15 minutes late to her wedding.
Ooh.
And while some didn't think that was a big deal, apparently it was, because she started the wedding on time.
Without her parents.
Yes.
Well, they should have been.
Okay, now the story goes on.
That's complicated.
Well, hold on. It gets even more complicated. Okay. So she was upset that her parents weren't there, so she started the wedding anyway. And her parents ended up missing the entire ceremony because of it. It turns out that they got into a fender bender on their way to the wedding. And since they didn't have their cell phones, they couldn't contact anybody that they were running late.
That's where my head first goes, is where is the text messages?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, of course, now everybody is angry with each other. And
I mean, it's their daughter's big day. You gotta wait for mom and dad.
I mean, here's the other thing. Like, what? if it were my daughter's wedding too, and we got into a little fender bender, I would at least be like, "Hey, Dallas, you stay here. Like, I'm gonna hitch a ride with somebody.
Right. I'm gonna Uber.
Yeah. I'm gonna get to that church.
Right. And at least then they know. Like, if I don't have a cell phone, I don't understand how the other person that got into the fender bender didn't have a cell phone. Like, how did nobody have a cell phone?
What year is this?
Well, hold on a second. How late were they?
They were 15 minutes late.
That's not terrible.
No.
We're not talking an hour and 15. We're not even talking 30 minutes. You're talking 15.
I would probably wait 15. Although, that's a quick ceremony if they were 15 minutes late and missed everything.
Hey, unless you're doing like the old school, like Catholic 45 minutes to an hour ceremony, weddings are pretty quick.
Yeah. No, I think I'd probably wait 15 minutes. But I mean, like 45 an hour is too much, you know.
Does it say that the parents were furious?
Everyone's mad at each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom at my wedding, she showed up with all my guests because she couldn't find the place. And I was so upset about that. Like, I could only imagine if
my mom
was 15 minutes late, you know?
You wanted her there early, helping you in the back.
Yeah, and like, she was taking care of our Pennsylvania side of the family, and they're a friggin' handful to begin with. Mm-hmm. So she was dealing with that whole thing, and I guess I wanted her there earlier, and she tried to get there earlier, but she couldn't find it, and I didn't know how to tell her to get there because I'm not from there. So I'm like, Mom, I can drop you a pin, but that's the best thing I can do. And this was 10 years ago. She didn't know what a pin was at that point. So she had to go back to the house and wait for somebody to come over with her because she couldn't find it on her own.
Your father had passed away at that point.
Yes.
Who walked you down the aisle?
I walked myself down the aisle.
Interesting choice.
Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like anybody could take that place.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's father had passed away a year before we got married, and her friend Nick walked her down the aisle.
Okay.
And then I've also heard where, like, if somebody has a stepfather who didn't raise them, but their mom remarried, they walk them halfway down the aisle.
Oh, that's cute.
And then they'll finish the walk.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like you carried me halfway. But your mom wasn't even remarried. Your mom's still not remarried.
No. And I love my mom's boyfriend. I love, love, love him. And I do introduce him, like, as my stepdad sometimes. But I still don't know that I would have had him walk me down the aisle either way.
He would have been awesome to see walk down the aisle. He's built like a bull, dude.
And but like a lot of people are like, why don't you have your brother walk you down the aisle? And I just didn't feel like anybody could fill that void.
And Dal was okay with that.
Yeah, and I almost wanted to make that statement. Too.
Yeah.
Aww. Sweet. And can we agree that if Lorraine's mom was late, Lorraine would have started the wedding on time? So angry.
Just to prove a point?
No.
So angry.
I love that your mom showed up with the guest. And what side are you on?
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm the mother of the bride.
Still to come.
All right. You got to help Roy just after 7, about 5 minutes from now. We're calling a family meeting on the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show. And that's an important meeting because we don't have them very often. But this is a big change in Roy's life. He's moved from apartment living to house living.
Okay.
And he's got neighbors now. Lorraine and I saw the house yesterday. It's beautiful, nice neighborhood. It will be a nice neighborhood. But you got to go say hi to all your neighbors. How should he do it?
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
All right.
I like how you're calling a family meeting for me. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Usually the person who needs the help calls the family meeting.
Yeah.
But we hadn't had a family meeting in a long time. And a lot of times on the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show, the family meeting has been for when my dog passed away. We had a family meeting when Lorenz's dog passed away. you know, they're usually critical moments on the show.
Okay.
This one's a little lighthearted, but we still need the family, you guys, to get with us to help Roy introduce himself to the new neighbors in his neighborhood, because it's a big move for you going from apartment life to home life.
In the apartment, I didn't know any of my neighbors. They had me secluded on, like, this one corner, and I had, like, no neighbors beside me, and I loved it.
But it's probably easy for you to fall back into that I just don't know my neighbors scenario.
No.
That's true, and it's easy to hide and camouflage yourself, chameleon yourself, if you will, inside of an apartment complex, an apartment building. But in a neighborhood, they're going to see you coming in and out of your house, going in and out of the driveway, walking your dog. Okay.
Oh, that's cute. Letting the dog out in the backyard.
Letting the dog out in the gated, fenced backyard area. But you're going to be pulling up your garbage cans.
Okay.
You're going to be out and about. So what's the best way for Roy to introduce himself to new neighbors? 704-570-9595.
I don't think I have to do a thing. I think that they have to come to me. I think they should show up with, like, cookies or something.
Now, I kind of agree with Roy in that sense because, you know, when we moved into our neighborhood, it was very nice of our neighbors to, like, stop us when we were out. Because we were, when you're moving, you're so busy that you kind of get consumed with that.
Yeah.
But we had one neighbor, like, bring us cookies, and then our other two neighbors stop us to say hello and introduce themselves. And it took me forever to learn their names because I was so busy, I just couldn't retain,
right,
like, any more.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Information.
By the way, you know I'm going to screw that up. I'm not going to remember anymore.
But I think it's sweet, and it shows, like, a very, like, welcoming neighborhood when neighbors come to you. Now, that being said, if they don't, you have to be the person to reach out, Roy.
And then when I got to, like, walk over and knock on their door like a crazy person?
No. You see them outside, or maybe you have, like, a little get-together at your house.
Invite them?
Yeah.
I don't know who they are.
That's exactly right.
I'm putting a stranger in my house.
You don't know who they are, so you invite them. Plus, the holidays are here. Maybe you do a little Christmas mixer.
Here's the other thing. Let's just say I become friendly with the neighbors. Not friends, but friendly. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm having a get-together, and I invite my true friends over, like you guys and my friends over to have a little bit of a party at the house. And then am I feeling obligated to invite the neighbors?
No.
Because I don't want that life where I feel like, well, listen, you know, we are going to be taking up a lot of parking in the streets, and maybe we should invite and let all the neighbors know.
That's a valid point. And you know what? So tell me about your neighbors. Do you know anyone? Have you seen anyone? Do you know if they're younger, older?
I know across the street they got two kids that keep playing basketball in the road, and their ball's going to hit my car one day. By the way, I'm already into,
when,
like,
did you become 90?
I know. I'm already in a home, and already in
the two,
man,
kids are annoying you. How old are the two kids?
I don't know. They're probably like 12 or something.
Okay, so you think those parents are probably a little younger?
Probably.
So that's good. And then next to you? Your direct neighbor to your right, if you're looking at the house?
I don't know them.
You got to go introduce yourself. You guys, you share a fence line.
Their gutter's broken. I really want to go tell them about that.
No. Chelsea in Charlotte, good morning. Chelsea, good morning.
Morning.
So we went to Roy's house yesterday, Loren and I. We got a little tour of it. It's a nice little neighborhood over in Plaza Midwood, and he has neighbors. We want to know what's the best way for him to introduce himself to the neighborhood.
So maybe if the neighborhood, like my neighborhood, has like a block party or something, he can go to the block party, introduce himself to his neighbors, or maybe bake a cake or get some cookies for his neighbors that he doesn't know. And like you said, maybe tell them that their gutter's broken.
Yeah.
Way to break into conversation.
Hey, fix your stuff.
Hey, it's an eyesore. I would probably leave that little detail out when you first meet them. Let's establish a relationship before we go bat them down.
hi, I'm Roy, your gutter's broken, and it's a real eyesore. Bye.
My contractor's coming over to fix it for you.
It's not easy, though, Chelsea. I mean, listen, you'd like to say when you move into the neighborhood, you'd like to have all the neighbors come over to you. We don't know how long Roy's house was being flipped. We don't know if the contractors irritated some of the neighbors
right?
with some of their
course.
Work and construction. That's why I'm saying yeah. you need to come in there hat in hand and say, hi. I'm Roy. I'm your new neighbor. This is my dog, Callie. This is my boyfriend, Sterling.
Now, I thought, though, when
Thanks,
you...
Thanks, Chelsea.
Because this house is not in an HOA community. I thought that it's just unspoken, that you don't have to be so neighborly.
Is that why you bought in this community?
You know, because there's no rules. I don't have to run anything by anyone. I could do whatever I want.
Mean, I guess. Is that the way you want to handle it?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
336 says he should hand out some MRL show swag. Great icebreaker to neighbors and great advertisement for y'all.
But that's when I don't really want... See, and that's the other thing I think about is if my neighbors annoy me, the first thing I'm going to do is come on the radio.
Of course.
About it. So I don't want them to know that I'm on the radio because then they'll hear and they'll know that I'm... You're right, though. If we're all going to live together, we all got to like each other. So I got to do something.
828 says he'd probably make a lot of friends if he went door-to-door doing the senseless survey.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, they're hiring in Charlotte. I got the job ad yesterday.
How funny would that be? Because Roy doesn't have enough going on, by the way.
This is Kelly in Indian Trail. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
So you just moved into a development last year. Did the neighbors come to you, or do you go to the neighbors?
Actually, they couldn't take it anymore because we didn't go and introduce ourselves. So they sent us They left us a little envelope with an invitation in the mail or the mailbox and invited us to their house with the neighbors, and that's how we did our meet and greet.
See, I think that's the way to go. Just throw a little mixer at your house. You pull out a couple bottles of wine, throw some invitations in your neighbor's boxes.
Your house is a flip.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, Kelly, is you can say, hey, come see the finished product. Like, you went through all the construction.
Right.
And now you get to see the finished product. Come look at everything, and now you can come rob me.
I know. That's a horrible idea.
That's not.
I don't know these
people. By the
people.
Way, we'll leave you
Thanks,
our
Kelly.
Schedule so you know when we're leaving for the holidays and maybe an extra key.
704 said, hey, Roy, it's your neighbor to the right. I'll get that gutter fixed. Now that I have a picky neighbor, I look forward to meeting you soon.
That's hilarious.
973 says, Roy doesn't seem to be overly social. It's just okay to wave and be friendless.
Here's the thing. I love being social here and with you on the radio, but I have a hard time the first interaction.
This is
once we meet, I'm going to be your best friend.
Okay, well, this is a good text message. 973 texted in and said, you could just ask your neighbors, like, in a conversation, like, hey, give me the lay of the land. When's trash day? Like, you could be inquisitive about the neighborhood. That way, it's an easier icebreaker.
Yeah.
Go over and start playing basketball with the kids. And once they see that they can beat you because you don't know how to shoot, you'll become their instant friend.
Or they'll bully you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Man, we're getting tons of good ideas. Somebody says, I think you should just wait. No need to be pushy. Just wait till the holidays are over and see how many of them you randomly meet now and then. After that, you'll make an effort if you want.
I bet I'll meet my neighbors, and I bet we will be good friends. I'm just socially awkward.
Yeah.
Stock the bar party.
I know. I'm socially awkward.
All right. Loren,
yes.
You're not socially awkward. Give us the info on celebrity gossip with the Dirty on the 30.
So we were all wondering why Selena Gomez was so awkward on stage at the AMAs. Wait until you hear what happened behind the scenes that could account for a lot of what happened on stage. I'll tell you, coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
What really happened behind the scenes at the AMAs? Because Selena Gomez was noticeably kind of pitchy when she opened the award show. And people were wondering, like, what was going on with her? She was kind of just going through the motions when she was singing her second song. And now we're finding out that she had a panic attack backstage right before she went on.
Yeah, I hate to hear that.
Yeah, she was really nervous. This was her first time on stage in 2 years. It was an important song in her career, or songs in her career. And it was just like all of those emotions came crashing down at the last minute, and it just threw her off.
Mm.
Her people are saying, like, she even sounded better at rehearsal.
Wow.
Yeah.
a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, you hate to say it, but I'm sure that there's people in Hollywood and in the music scene that's like, hey, the show must go on. Like, you got to go on stage.
Yeah. Get out
there. So that's not helping her anxiety either. Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson, after rumors that they were breaking up, are spending Thanksgiving together. They'll join Miley's family down south in Nashville, and the family's really looking forward to having him there for the holidays because he fits right in. I was really hoping. You know what? If she's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Speaking of me possibly on the rocks, JT and Jessica Biel. We told you yesterday that Justin Timberlake had some compromising photos out there of his time spent in New Orleans where he was holding hands with another woman and her hand was on his leg.
But other woman was the co-star of his whatever movie or show he's filming.
I know, which would make me even more uncomfortable as his wife, honestly. You know when co-stars, like, they're together all the time. Look at Mr. and Mrs. Smith and, you know, it's just, it happens. So, anyway, his people are saying that this is completely innocent and, you know, nothing, he didn't mean anything by it. He was just really drunk in a bar. And now Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake are standing as a united front at this point. However, there is an ironclad prenup infidelity clause that is in play.
Okay.
And he would have to pay her $500,000 if he broke that.
Well, we got an email yesterday for War of the Roses, and it said, hey, Manny, Roy, and Loren, I love the show. My husband, who is a musician and also stars in several movies, was in New Orleans over the weekend, and I was home with the kid. I was wondering if you can ask him who he would like to send the romantic gifts to, Jessica B.
Oh.
I'm starting to put two and two together.
Mm. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not.
All right.
Thank you, Loren.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Let's play Campy Loren.
704-570-9595. She's got 17 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
John from Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's been a while.
Hey, you are playing Campy Loren today.
Yes, I am. Are you ready to get up?
I was going to say, you're not going to run away like the last contestant, are you?
No, man. It's been a while since I played, but I'm back.
All right. Let's see if we can dust off the cobwebs.
All right, Loren. Get out.
I'm going.
All right. Loren is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions, John.
You remember John? He's quite the opponent, so let's see how you do, bud. Hannah Brown was crowned the winner of last night's season 28 finale of Dancing with the Stars. She starred on what ABC reality dating show before that?
The Bachelorette.
Congrats are in order for the Today Show host, Hoda, who announced that she's engaged. What network does her show air on?
ABC.
Question three, Cody Simpson and Miley Cyrus are taking their relationship to the next level. He's reportedly spending Thanksgiving with her family. Miley's dad's probably going to be making the turkey. Who is he?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Cam Newton hosted 1,300 kids at Top Golf last night. I got to host the event. It was so cool to see all these kids from the Y's across Charlotte. It was his Thanksgiving jam. True or false, Cam is married.
False.
Question five. Dan and Shay said getting this Canadian pop star on their song 10,000 Hours was a Hail Mary to them, and they still can't believe he accepted. Who was featured on that song with them?
The Biebs.
What? Who did you?
What? Hold on. Back up.
Man, back up. Hang on.
Sorry. Back out, Loren.
Yeah.
What?
Number two? Did he?
No, I think he got it wrong.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, come on in, Loren.
He said it so quick.
Yes, I think
there's like needs to be major enunciation for it too.
Is it safe to come in?
It is safe to come in.
Okay.
He got four correct.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. Hannah Brown was crowned the winner of last night's season 28 finale of Dancing with the Stars. She starred on what reality dating show before that, though?
The Bachelorette.
That's right, 1-1.
And congrats are in order for the Today Show's host, Hoda, who just announced she was engaged yesterday. What network does her show air on?
NBC.
That is correct. John said ABC. 2-1.
All right. Cody Simpson and Miley Cyrus are taking their relationship to the next level. He's reportedly spending Thanksgiving with her family. No doubt her dad's going to be making the turkey, cooking it. Who is he?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's right. 3-2.
Cam Newton hosted 1,300 kids at Top Golf last night for his annual Cam Newton Thanksgiving Jam. True or false? Cam's married.
False.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Dan and Shay said getting this Canadian pop star on their song 10,000 Hours was a Hail Mary to them, and they still can't believe that he accepted the offer. Who was featured on that song?
Justin Bieber.
That is correct. Found the score 5-4. Lorraine, you got 18.
You got cooked like a turkey, John.
John, which one did you miss?
The network.
Network.
Oh,
that's
ABC,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought you were going to miss that one, but I guess I missed it instead.
Networks typically get me, too. I've been trying to brush up. John, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today, though?
I cannot beat Lorraine, but I try.
Thanks for playing, John.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too.
You too, buddy.
And speaking of Thanksgiving, we got to get to a brand new War of the Roses. Maya has been dating Rich, but he's suspiciously unavailable until after Thanksgiving. Why can't he come to Maya's Friendsgiving? Is it because maybe he has a family that he's trying to hide her from? That's what we're going to get to the bottom of in a brand new War of the Roses in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Maya, you sent us a message saying that you wanted to check up on Rich. Why do you want to check up on him? What do you think's going on?
I met him in September. I go to UNCC. He jump-started my car, and then he ended up finding me on social media and sliding into my DM. I like him, and we're having a lot of fun, but he is acting really sketchy about Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving?
Yeah. I invited him to my Friendsgiving, and he said he was going to come until Friday when he told me that for some he was going to be out of town for some reason, which seemed really weird to me. He texted it, too. He didn't even have the decency to call me. And then he said that he basically said, like, don't contact me from Tuesday until the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Did you ask him why?
Yeah. He's 10 years older than me, which is, I don't know. Like, I'm trying not to think that something weird is going on or that he's married. Like, I haven't seen a ring. I haven't seen anything that would kind of lead me to think he was married. But
yeah, but it sounds like he's going to be with his family, and he doesn't want the side piece texting him.
Have you been to his place?
I mean, the writing's pretty much on the wall, yeah. Myra. Yeah.
Maya, have you been to his place?
I have not been to his place.
Oh, yeah. Girl, this doesn't look good for you.
How many dates have you been on with him?
We've been on, like, 5 or 6 dates.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm creeped out.
Let's find out if Rich is married. I mean, Roy's pretty convinced, and Loren feels that way. Let's see who he sends them to. If he sends them to somebody that's not you, let's find out as much information as we can before you jump on him and tell him that he's a terrible person, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Rich, please.
Yeah, this is Rich.
Hi, Rich. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. Congratulations.
Thanks. This ain't one of them things I got to give you my credit card number. So I'm interested.
No, it's not. It is, we just asked that you tell somebody about our services. It's our grassroots marketing campaign. We do it every month. And you were the lucky winner this month.
So there's no catch at all.
No, I don't need anything from you except for who you'd like to send them to and their information. And then I have a card for you to fill out. But that's it, man.
Oh, man, that's a great deal. I don't know what friend that was, but I sure thank them.
So do you have someone in mind you'd like to send the flowers to?
Oh, yeah. Man, it's perfect for my wife. You know, I want to send it to my wife, Shelly.
Okay, so we're sending it. Did you say Shelly?
Yes.
And what would you like?
Put Shell Bell on the card. That's what I call him. It's my Shell Bell right there.
Shell Bell? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's sweet. Do you anything else you want on the card?
I love you. Thank you for giving me my beautiful kids. And you're the best wife in the world.
Okay.
You disgusting pig.
Did the operator just call me a pig? Because that ain't professional at all.
No.
No, that was your girlfriend or your side piece or whatever she is, Maya.
Are you kidding me? You have a wife and a kid? A wife and a kid.
Rich, that's Maya. This is the Mania War on the Rim morning show. We do a segment called War of the Roses where we catch cheaters. You're on Kiss 95.1.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. Whoa. Maya, what the hell are you doing?
What the hell am I doing? You're married. You know, why would you?
Maya, he just said you knew this.
I did not know. I did not know. When he said he was going out of town, I thought he was going to see his mom and his dad or something. Not his wife and his kids.
Oh, you had an inkling.
No, you got it all wrong. You got it all mixed up here. You knew the situation already. I had broke everything down to you. I told you that I was going to spend Thanksgiving with my family.
Yeah, I thought like your mom and dad's family, not your wife and kids' family.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We heard that War of the Roses a little while ago from Maya and Rich. Maya goes to UNCC. She ran into Rich, who I guess is working construction out there, and he helped her jumpstart her car, and then he slid into her DM. She said there was some red flags. He's 10 years older than her, so she started thinking maybe he's married because he said, don't contact me during Thanksgiving. Like, I'll be gone from Tuesday through to after Friday from Thanksgiving.
Super shady.
And so we're sitting in here, and when it got us thinking, like, you know, there's different signs. Like, that's definitely a red flag. Like, don't contact me while I'm out of town. Mm-hmm. Red flag. But, like, what are some other red flags that someone who is dating somebody should look out for to see if maybe they're not the only one in that person's life? You know what I mean? Like, maybe you were put in a situation where you thought you were, you know, exclusive, and then they said something, and you were like, that's an odd thing to say.
I was dating somebody who I thought it was a little strange that they didn't have any photos in their house. Like, no photos.
Mm. Oh, that is weird.
And I made it like a mental note of it, but then I didn't think too far into it. I was like, yeah, I mean, he's a guy, he's a flight risk. Like, you know, he just doesn't know how to decorate or whatever. Right. And come to find out, he was dating two people at the same time.
704-570-9595. Get on the phone and tell us, what was the red flag that alerted you that you are being cheated on? This is a little good PSA as we head into the holidays, because you might not get invited to the holiday party.
I mean, and clearly, if he doesn't want to do anything with Valentine's Day, that's...
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, that's a good one, Roy. Like, if he ghosts you on all the holidays, you know, if you're dating someone and he or she is like, I'm not available for Thanksgiving, don't contact me on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Obviously, you've never been to his house. That's another good one.
You want to do something New Year's Eve? Nope. How about Valentine's Day? What? No. I can't do that either. 4th of July? No. No, I'll be gone for a week. I'm married. I have kids, so yeah, I can't do that, right?
Mm-hmm. 704- That's all you have to say.
Yeah, exactly. 704-570-9595. If you missed the war, here's a little clip of Maya finding out from Rich, who sent the roses, the romantic gift package, to his wife. He claims that she told him, that he told her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That he was married.
I did not know. When he said he was going out of town, I thought he was going to see his mom and his dad or something. Not his wife and his kids.
You had an inkling.
No, you got it all wrong. You got it all mixed up here. You knew the situation already. I had broke everything down to you. I told you that I was going to spend Thanksgiving with my family.
Yeah, I thought like your mom and dad's family, not your wife and kids' family.
I mean, they can be there too, but that's a part of the
problem. Yeah. So, anyway, Rich is busted. And then it stinks for Maya because she's going to have to see him on campus, I guess. I guess maybe she can go in a different door or whatever, but he's still working there.
All right, this is Anonymous in Hickory. Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show. Anonymous.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, we're doing well. What's one of the red flags?
One of the red flags is cell phone turned on vibrate.
You think somebody's phone on vibrate all the time is a red flag?
Yes, red flag, and the phone turned upside down, facing down.
Ooh, I do both of those things.
Mine's always on vibe. I get mad when somebody's phone isn't on vibe.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you from experience.
Yeah, I got
you. It's like y'all are a bunch of cheaters.
No.
How about this? I keep mine on silent, so it never goes off.
How do you ever get our messages?
Well, whenever I'm ready to look, I'll...
Oh, you do it on your own time.
Yeah. Gotcha. Whenever I'm ready for it, I'll call you back.
That totally dismisses the idea of a phone ring, though, and a phone vibrate. Like, you know, when the phone rings, you're supposed to answer.
But I think it's do not disturb. So if you call twice in a row, it alerts me some feature like that. If it's like an emergency, you can get me. This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. So my ex asked me to marry him and took me ring shopping. And it was right before Christmas. We were going to go to meet my family. And he came up with an excuse of why he couldn't go, so I went without him. The whole time, I can feel that there was something wrong. So I came home a day early to surprise him, and there was a woman in the house.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he had met her on Tinder.
Did you find out how long it had been going? Not that it matters either way.
Yeah, I confronted her, and I asked her, you know, how long has this been going on? She said she had just met him, like, that Thursday on Tinder, and she had never met him before. It was their first date. And he told her, don't answer any questions. You don't have to answer her.
Oh, wow.
And I parked my car behind her. So she thought she was going to leave, and then she went out to go leave, and she couldn't. She had to come back in. And he goes, honey, can I have the keys to move your car? I said, first of all, I'm not your honey. I moved my car, and I let her go, and we had some words, and that was it.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anonymous. Sorry to hear all that. I mean, you're going ring shopping, and then he's got another girl in his house.
All right,
How bad would that have been, though, if, like, she left in, like, such a storm and then had to, like, crawl back in and ask her to move the car?
That's the worst. It's like if you tell your boss, I quit.
Right.
And then you have to, like, come back for something.
Can I have the key back so I can get my stuff out of my office?
This is Ellen in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Talking about red flags.
Yeah, I think it's simple. I think that if a guy invites you out to with his friends, then that's the first step that it's not a red flag, that he might be taking you seriously. But the next step is if his friends, girlfriends, and wives accept you, there's nobody else. But if they don't, and they kind of like are cold and they don't really care, then that means that they know you're not going to be around long, and they know that you're just another girl, and so they'll treat you like that.
All right, Alan, that's a good piece of advice, depending on how his friends treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Text message from 828 said, I was dating an Australian golf caddy who was out of town a lot and went shopping for his niece's birthday. When he bought the gift to pay for it with the cashier said it was a nice gift. Who's it for? He said, oh, it's for my daughter. I mean my niece. Turned out he was married with a kid. And then somebody said, I would love to hear the unedited version of War of the Roses. Like, how did the rest of the conversation go? You know, we have to edit that down for time. We're on time restraints here. But believe me, a lot of it is just like rambling and back and forth. And we put the best parts in for you, though, so that you don't ever miss it. So you can hear the War of the Roses podcast. Just ask your Amazon Alexa to bring it up. Or you can go to the Kiss 95.1 app, which is free, and listen to nothing but War of the Roses. In fact, if you're traveling out of town, why don't you just listen to War of the Roses podcast for your trip? And you'll go nuts.
Had a bunch of the holiday spirit.
Yeah. Thinking about, are you going to go Christmas shopping? Turn on some more of the roses. Get you in the mood, the jolly mood to buy your loved one a gift.
I'll tell you what, sometimes you'll feel better about your own relationship.
That's true.
All right, what do you got coming up with the dirty?
Speaking of relationships that could go bad, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel's relationships is on the rocks, and we'll tell you why and how they are handling things coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. We told you yesterday that Justin was caught in New Orleans holding hands with his co-star of a movie.
I'm okay with that.
Obviously, I would think that his wife, Jessica Biel, would not be happy about that. Now, once you watch the video, you can tell he was just, like, super hammered in this bar, and that maybe these two women worked with him and were just trying to take him out of there so that he wasn't in the public eye and, you know, drunk in public. But regardless, the photos don't look great, and Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel have a pretty ironclad prenup that speaks to infidelity specifically.
Mm.
And if he, you know, we don't know what the actual details or what they consider infidelity, but he would have to pay her $500,000, which to me doesn't sound like, for Justin Timberlake, he makes that on one project.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, is that really worth, like...
Some attorney thought it was.
I mean, if I'm her, I mean, she's got her own money too, but I'd be like, that's not enough for you to deter you not...
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, they are standing as a united front at this point, so...
Well, I wonder if it's $500,000 per infidelity. That'd be a word
kiss.
But why would you stay after one?
I don't know.
Anyway, Kim Kardashian has decided to... post fewer sexy pictures after going to the White House. You know, she says that she pretty much built her empire based on sexy bikini pics. And she, you know, posed for Playboy.
She's got a tape,
right. So now she says that she was inspired to embrace real-time living and conservative images.
Yeah, just like Melania has. Now, Melania used to be a swimsuit model.
Yeah.
I guess she still is, right? I mean, you're still Miss Pennsylvania, even though you're not active.
Yeah, I mean, 2008.
Yeah, but still.
Back in the day.
Can't take that away from you.
I would say was, if okay. somebody was a swimsuit model.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't take it away from them. It just...
As a guy, if I'm introducing someone, I'm not going to say, Melania, hey, this is my friend Melania, she was a swimsuit model.
You're going to say, my friend Melania, she's a swimsuit model?
Once you're a swimsuit model, you're always a swimsuit model.
Okay. Hey, I mean, you made me feel good.
Good.
I'm Miss Pennsylvania, apparently, still.
Yes, of course. You can never take that away.
All right.
They still call past presidents Mr. President.
They do.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Feel good about yourself, Loren.
Thank you. Selena Gomez, she suffered a panic attack right before she went on stage at the AMAs, which actually puts a lot of things into perspective. You know, she was a little pitchy.
Yeah.
She was a little walk through the motions in her second song, so.
I just thought it was a bad mix for TV, but.
I thought there was something about her energy, her personal, the way she carried herself on stage. She's hammered stage appearances before on shows.
Yeah.
This one was just a bit lethargic.
Well, during her Lose You to Love Me, I think that like, song calls for that kind of tone in your body. But when she was dancing for Look at Her Now, it just felt a little go through the motions, like...
Yeah.
Britney back in the day.
Yep. What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
I found this hilarious dog toy for your furry friends. And if your dog loves to play tug of war, this one would keep him entertained for hours. It suctions to the floor.
There you go, Roy.
And then he or she can just play tug of war with himself.
All right. Maybe I'll consider that as one of Kelly's Christmas presents, although when
little
we were
stocking stuffer,
we were packing and I found all of her things and I clearly have a spending problem. Like she had way too, she had like 12, 15 outfits, toys galore.
Outfits?
Yes, I'm an awful spender. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, that's fine.
What kind of outfits?
A jacket, a rain jacket, boots.
You are officially never allowed to give me hell for having a stroller for my dog ever again.
She has little dresses I bought her.
Oh, my God. And never wears any of them.
She has a scarf.
Oh, my gosh. All right, that's your journey.
By the way, she's gained weight. None of it fits.
Join the party, sweetheart. All right. There's an article that we found about non-traditional foods at the Thanksgiving table. And, you know, it's interesting because there's so many different cultures that celebrate Thanksgiving. It's like the one holiday that no matter what your religion is, we all celebrate Thanksgiving. And we thought we'd have an interesting conversation hearing about you guys and your Thanksgiving table. Like, if you don't have turkey at your Thanksgiving table as your main course, what is it? We've got the story here with a couple options, and we want to hear yours coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be bowling for turkeys over at Queen Park Social on Yancey Road. You can win a cooked turkey. They're cooked this year. Last year, we gave away frozen turkeys. This year, They're cooked turkey, so you can use it for the Thanksgiving table this year.
Perfect.
The turkeys that you're bowling with will be frozen, though. So you bowl a strike, win a turkey, thanks to our friends at Queen Park Social. We'll be doing that at 8 a.m. Wednesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday already.
I know. Mm-hmm. You know, with Thanksgiving, we were talking about non-traditional Thanksgiving dishes. And one thing that I have every year at my Thanksgiving that you guys said was non-traditional, I think it's traditional, is macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was funny when you mentioned that last week.
But we're both from the North, too. We didn't traditionally have that at Thanksgiving. Now, my family would serve turkey, but they would also serve raviolis as well.
Raviolis?
Yeah.
Hey, that's funny, because Corey is from Italy, grew up in an Italian family, and listen to what he has. Hey, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Last time I called, Roy, you got Disney Plus, right?
Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I'm the friendly FedEx guy for you guys.
People sent us their passwords and usernames and stuff, and I spent the weekend watching The Mandalorian with Dean.
I know. I created an account from one of our listeners.
Oh, my God. Corey, you grew up in an Italian family like Loren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we have, it's called Monogat, but I think everyone down here, when I try to say that, they look at me funny. It's manicotti is how everybody else pronounce it. But if you grew up in an Italian family or Italian household, you know it's called Monogat.
That is so funny. I always say that to my wife. Like, I want to eat. I'm Irish, but I grew up in Jersey around a bunch of Italians. And I'd say, I want to eat my manigut. She goes, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's interesting what's on people's dinner tables at Thanksgiving time. Because, if Roy came to your house, would Roy dare touch the manigut?
I mean, it's all house-made, all made by hand, the pasta, the sauce, the cheese, all of it.
Maybe.
My mom and me would wake up in the morning, and we'd start making everything else. Then I'd go outside and have a couple beers with my dad and make turkey.
Yep.
So, there you go. It. All right, Corey, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, man.
Happy Thanksgiving. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, he's a FedEx driver, so he's busy this time of year.
Yeah, 401 texted in and said, I'm from Rhode Island, and instead of turkey, we have baked stuffed shrimp.
Okay.
That's delish.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's all delicious. It's just all not the different. Traditional Thanksgiving meal you're thinking.
Well, I know, like, my family, my parents, like, love having macaroni salad and potato salad, like, in everything. And then that's such a 4th of July thing in my head.
Is that coming to Thanksgiving?
Not this year. But, man, like, for Christmas, I could easily see them having macaroni salad.
That's funny. Yeah, you're right. That's a barbecue meal.
Let's talk with Michaela in Charlotte.
Oh, we lost her.
No, okay.
She said she was from the islands, and they have, what was it, Producer Nicole? Plantains. I think those are the brown bananas, aren't they?
They're so good. They're the sweeter
you would
ones
like
that
you
fried, yeah.
My wife thinks it's strange, but I don't. Growing up north, my mom would make a huge fruit salad that we would eat before the meal.
Okay.
And my mom, Amanda, remembers when she and my sister-in-law, when my parents first moved down here, my mom made the fruit salad. And my brother, my dad, my mom, and I sat at the dinner table before dinner, like 30 minutes before dinner, and ate the fruit salad because that's what we always used to do. Mm-hmm. But we never told anybody else that wasn't part of our tradition that that's what we do. So my wife and my sister-in-law just stared at us while we sat at the table and ate the fruit salad.
Why would you eat it so close to dinner? I could see that being like a lunch thing, but like 30 minutes before dinner.
I don't know. It's like an appetizer, but it's delicious. It's got the bananas, the apples, the oranges.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious. The fruit salad. My wife and my sister-in-law to this day make fun of us. They're like, you guys were so weird to just sit there. The four of us, not talking, just eating our fruit salad. Yeah. Hmm. 770 says my family does a curry goat. We're Jamaican.
Wow, for Thanksgiving. That's so cool.
We do ham instead of turkey. I've heard of that.
I think a lot of people do. You should have seen honey baked ham this week. I was seeing it on people's Insta stories. I was like, I ain't going anywhere near it.
Right. Well, don't worry. If you don't have a turkey yet or you need a second turkey for your family, tomorrow you can go down to Queen Park Social on Yancey Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be bowling for turkey starting at 8 a.m. You bowl a strike, you get a turkey.
Is that easy?
You just got a turkey.
You got a turkey.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I wonder if you guys have ever had something in your life that was bringing you bad luck. And it took you a minute to realize what it was. And you took that thing and you got it out of your life.
bad luck.
So this is going to sound crazy, but when they were doing work on my house a couple weeks ago, the contractor found an old Yoo-hoo bottle.
Okay.
Like buried in the dirt.
Okay.
So Dean has this Yoo-hoo bottle, my six-year-old son, and he thinks it's awesome because it's an artifact. So he takes, gets a bucket, fills it up with water, puts the old Yoo-hoo bottle in there, is washing it out, is cleaning it, you know. I'm looking for a date on it to see if there's a date that it was, you know, made and buried. Our house was built in the early 2000s, so, you know, I imagine it's probably at least 15 years old.
Sure.
So the Yoo-hoo bottle has been sitting in my garage for like the last 3 weeks. Now, in the last 3 weeks, I had weird, random, unlucky things happen to me. And I was trying to think to myself, like, for instance, like just silly stuff. Like when I was getting the Christmas decorations down, the shelf broke.
Okay.
When I went to hang some lights outside the other day, I tested the lights when I plugged them into the outlet before I wrapped them around my tree. And then when I plugged them in while they were on the tree, the lights didn't work.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking to myself, I got this my car had been gone and was supposed to be back repaired within like a week. It took a month. Okay, so there's these weird things. So I go, what is in my life that's new? All right, well, I have a 16-month-old daughter who I love. Dean's 6 years. What is it?
The bottle.
My God, it's the Yoo-hoo bottle.
Oh, my gosh. You're so ridiculous.
The voodoo Yoo-hoo bottle.
I'm bringing you bad luck.
So I forgot to tell you guys this. This is hilarious. So last Wednesday, it was last Friday. I was hanging the Christmas lights and they didn't work. Listen to this. I go into the garage and I go, I'm getting rid of this voodoo Yoo-hoo bottle. So I take it, I throw it in my recycle bin, I close the recycle bin. Today, the recycle bin goes out. But guess what? I go back on that ladder, re-plug in my lights, and I'm not even joking, the lights have worked since.
No way.
I swear.
There's no way.
I swear. The lights have worked even through the rain on Saturday night. The lights worked.
So you want to know if people has had objects that's given them bad luck?
Yes.
Go ahead. 704-570-9595.
I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. I was like, I got to get rid of this Yoo-hoo bottle. Nothing is going right in my life right now. So my wife and I and Dean started calling it the voodoo Yoo-hoo bottle.
Voodoo Yoo-hoo bottle.
Well, I mean, I know people that I think are just really bad luck.
Well, you can get rid of people in your life that are bad luck.
That's true. That is true.
You know, they're bad energy. But what was the item? 704-570-9595. You brought it home. And all of a sudden, it started bringing you really bad luck, so you trashed it.
704-570-9595. Also, at the MRL Show on Instagram and TikTok. Send us a DM.
WMKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
I guess nobody has bad luck items in their lives.
Not like Yoo-hoo bottles.
Well, the bad luck items, to me, is just as weird as the people that keep the rabbit's foots with them. The good luck items. Good luck charms.
I believe in good luck charms.
Really?
I do.
What? What do you have?
I guess it's more like it's not a charm as much as it is like a superstition. Like, you know, if the Panthers win a game and you wore those socks, you're going to wear those socks again next Sunday for the Panther game.
I can get down with that.
And if they win again, you're going to keep wearing them until they lose.
Hmm.
That's like my superstition.
That's weird.
But I don't believe in the lucky rabbit's foot. I mean, how lucky is that rabbit? He's walking around with three legs.
Exactly.
He's not that lucky.
He stole his luck.
But the voodoo Yoo-hoo bottle that I found in my yard was definitely hindering my life and bringing grief to it. I had a broken shelf after I dug it up out of the ground, and then how about this? You plug in the Christmas lights and they work because you take the time to test them. Then you put them around the tree, get up the ladder. I want to put them around this huge tree outside.
Mm-hmm.
I get up there. I tell Dean, all right, buddy, plug it in. He plugs it in and it doesn't work. Now, before I get down off the ladder, I'm going, did you plug it in right? As if there was a wrong way to do it.
Yeah. That's such a dad question, too.
It is.
I could see my dad asking that question. Well, hang on, son. You got to plug it in. I know, Dad. It's just two prongs. How could I screw it up?
So what do? I get down off the ladder and I go and I unhook where he hooked it and rehook it in like my way is going to work.
Yeah.
And I did it the same exact way he did.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I got rid of that Yoo-hoo bottle, and I swear, I went back and I plugged the lights in, and the lights, and they lit up, and they've been on ever since that Friday, right through the Saturday storm. And a lot of times the lights will go out in the rain, like it'll trip my outlet, but not in this case.
Okay, good.
So we'd love to hear if you had a bad luck item in your life. What was it, and did you get rid of it, and it, did it change your luck? 704-570-9595. Also, new controversy on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. Updated. We'll talk about that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hands, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
So there's some controversies between members of the morning show.
Yeah.
I don't think so, by the way.
No, and it's partly my fault because I didn't think you really cared.
No.
But last night I hosted Cam's annual, his eighth annual Thanksgiving jam for 1,300 kids from the YMCA with the help of the Cam Newton Foundation. These kids were able to have great Thanksgiving meals last night at Top Golf, but they also got to take meals home with them, which was really nice, thanks to Metrolina Food Bank. But Cam did have this message to give to all the MRL show fans.
Cam, what do you want to say to everyone on the radio?
What's good? You see the drip. You see the give back. You see the impact. I'm trying to tell you. Happy holidays from yours truly. I got three words for y'all.
What's that?
It's eight letters. I miss you.
He did. He looked great, was walking around on his feet, looked awesome, and loved the crowd. Like, he misses that energy of the crowd for sure.
I bet.
So I got to host last night, and then when I host these events, like the kickball tournament forum or the Thanksgiving jam or anything that we do, typically he'll say, hey, pick a game and you can come be a guest in my suite.
That's nice.
And Kim from his foundation sets it up. So I got a pair of tickets, and I think I'm going to take my buddy Mike, who's a huge Panther fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kim from his foundation just texted and said, hey, I have two more tickets. Do you need four? And I said, well, let me ask the show.
Right.
And so I went right to Nicole because
Because
I know you don't really care about football that much, Roy. But, and Loren has Thanksgiving weekend, and so she's out.
Yeah, but I'm here. I'm in town. And I've asked for tickets for a while.
I don't remember you asking.
Yeah, I said Sterling wanted to go a game. I was like, so if you could ask for me.
And hang on, I might need a break by Sunday.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And producer Nicole, the argument in here after I said, hey, do you want to go to the Panthers game? It's my fault. I should have asked you guys. I apologize. I just have my assumptions in my head, which gets me in trouble 90% of my life.
Yes.
Producer Nicole, you've already been to a bunch of games.
I mean, yeah, games that I pay for. She's because like, I'm a real fan, so I actually pay for games I want to go to.
Ooh, burn.
Whoa, what is that? You tell me you've never taken a radio station free seat at a Panthers game?
This year, Bill gave them to me for my birthday.
Walter.
But last year, no, and you guys did.
We call Walter. And they're the Beasley Media Group seats that we use for clients.
I know, and that's like getting, it's like pulling teeth just to get that.
I don't even ask anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, you
they
ask
made,
me.
They made me feel guilty about it when I got it.
Yeah. There was one game where it was a really good game. I forget. We were playing the Steelers or something. And I saw Walter before the game. And he goes, how'd you get tickets to get to this? I go, Cam. He goes, oh. I don't ask you. It's easier for me to get tickets from the quarterback of the freaking team than it is to go through you. Cam actually took time out of his warm-ups to bring the tickets to Will Call.
He did.
No. So what's your... So do you want them? Would you mind if I took... if Roy and Sterling got the other pair, they'll go buy Panther gear at the stadium and...
And become immediate fans overnight.
Go sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Go sports. I'm going to get like a... face painting done and
get the Panther helmet. You wear you look like the Panther.
Buy all the souvenir cups possible.
I want you painted like blue, just blue from head to toe.
I get Panther shoelaces.
You went with me once before.
Yeah.
To the suite. Yeah.
2016, 15 okay. years ago. I've only been to two games ever.
The Sterling.
That's because you're not a football fan.
Oh my gosh, she's so upset.
Does Sterling care?
I actually enjoy watching football. I'm just not, I'm sorry, I'm not like obsessed with the people and everything that goes on like you guys. But yeah, Sterling likes football. He's a big fan.
Oh, it's a healthy obsession. We root for our home team.
I'm sorry if that was negative. I just don't understand how you guys can remember all that stuff.
It's going to be weird, though. We're in the Cam Newton suite, and he's not playing. Kyle Allen's playing, and Kyle Allen's kind of fighting for the Cam Newton's job. So do we boo Kyle?
No.
What if I wear a Kyle Allen jersey? I wear a Kyle jersey to the Cam Newton.
Oh, man.
Roy, you wear a Kyle Allen jersey, and make sure Sterling wears a Redskins jersey, because that's who we're playing.
Nicole, maybe to smooth it over, since he immediately asked you and I just stole your tickets and I really apologize, what if I paid you to watch my dog?
So then I'm good.
She rejected that.
You can make money while watching the game at Roy's house.
Yeah.
His new house.
I'm actually paying for tickets to Sunday's game.
Are you really going?
Yeah, I'm going to buy someone's tickets.
Well, then what's this whole thing been about?
She wants the freebies. She'd rather not pay.
Of course, and be in the suite.
Oh, I don't even know how to buy tickets, because don't you have to have like a
just stop talking. You're making yourself look like you don't deserve the tickets. Mm. Meanwhile, I'm tatted by Cam Newton.
The Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show.
You need to wake up.
Wake up.
It's 95.1.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.